Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This Arizona Cardinals preview edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Just head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. And make sure to check out Draft Day 2.0 starting August 9th at noon Pacific. Ryan Real Money Kramer will be drafting for 24 hours straight. The Fantasy Football Marathon will raise money for Daryl, a loyal listener who was injured in a motorcycle accident. Head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft day for more details.
Hey, it's Scooby right here, aka Shark Dog, listening to SGP and Let It Ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Crame?
Dog.
Oh, don't turn yourself down, Sean. You're at the right level. It's the National Football League. We are here to talk about a team that Kyler didn't want to talk about for some of the offseason. Kyler didn't want to mention it, didn't want to throw it out there, took it off the social media. Kyler, Call of Duty Kyler. There's a lot to discuss here. Hopefully. I don't know which. I was surprised when we had the Patriots preview and our friend Boston Capper came in with the hate because I wasn't prepared to counter the hate with positivity.
Yeah.
I think today I'm hoping there's positivity because I don't have any for the Arizona Cardinals. There,
you know, I found a couple of nuggets of positivity, but hey, we're going to be talking NFL futures, NFL win totals. And you know, we got a special guest waiting in the green room to break it all down. While we're waiting there, make sure you head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. If you're betting on the Arizona Cardinals, you are in a WinBet state. If you're in Arizona, also fire up that blackjack, the live dealer. Are you kidding me?
Hashtag Degens only.
100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Yes, please. I think I'm going to try to make it out to the Cardinals Eagles game in Arizona, mostly just so I can fire up my WinBet app and bet big, win bigger, spin that parlay wheel. Love me a good parlay wheel. That's right. You can do it all over on WinBet and reduce juice on baseball. Shout out to my MLB grinders. So much to choose from. All you got to do to get started, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. If you're 21 or older and present in the state where play to win is available, if you're someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And breaking news, Ryan.
Oh, this is delicious news.
Yes. The Run Your Pool, which again is if you've ever ran a like fantasy football pool, pick 'em, You know, ATS Pick'em Survivor. You may have already heard of Run Your Pool. If you haven't,
been doing these for two decades, Sean.
Yes, Ryan is an Kramer is an experienced Run Your Pool aficionado.
Please,
we're partnering up with Run Your Pool again. We're doing a free NFL Survivor contest. The big prize announcement coming soon, but get in now so you don't miss out. Again, it's free. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/survivor. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/survivor. Prize announcement coming soon, but hop in there to reserve your spot. And then, you know, you sign up for Run Your Pool and highly recommend you using it to run your pool later on the season. So,
and shout out to the at least a dozen people who have already put in their week one
yes.
Survivor selections here on August 8th. So that's a DGen move.
Hashtag Degen Zoli.
I'm sure they're just locking in the Texans now because they're not going to be pussies like we were last year. Sean.
Joining us to talk Arizona Cardinals, maybe Survivor Pool as well. You know him from the NBA Gambling Podcast, Ryan Rich Fett, baby McKee. What's happening, McKee?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me in your guys' green room. I love that you brought in all the stuff that looks exactly like my office to make it look like I'd be comfortable here. So thank you.
Appreciate that. And we're getting
it's so weird that you have a lookalike wife in the next room for me as well.
We pulled a Nathan Fielder here.
Dick Olson has been forever telling us we needed a real doll in the office. So we deployed our first real doll.
He did try and get us
she's
to do
so lifelike.
He did try to get us. He kept insisting we do a GoFundMe for his real doll. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe the listeners would be into it, but
I mean,
$5,000. He goes, no, it'd be cool. It could just live at the office. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
I should be drafting for a real doll. That's really what should be going on. Why are we not raising money for a real doll? What are we
sorry,
doing?
Sorry, Daryl. We're going to raise money for Dick Olson's real doll. We got, if you're watching on youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast, you can see full on summer Ryan. How's your summer been going?
It's been rocking and just been out on the beach a lot. I can see the ocean right now from your green room / my office.
Wow.
So it's been a good, North Carolina's been treating me well, guys.
It's a good look for hashtag team Ryan.
Yes.
Cause I fancy myself a free thinker, but I'm jealous of the free flowing aerodynamics of that shirt.
Literally,
Thank you.
The beach. He's got the Cardinals colors at least. He didn't rock the Cardinals jersey.
Well, I knew I was, and I could even like unbutton a button for you guys if you want.
Yes.
I can make it a little like after midnight here. So
I like it.
Get crazy.
Now you not wearing a Cardinals jersey is that? Are you also holding out from the Arizona Cardinals by not wearing any of the Cardinals gear? I noticed the Cardinals. I've noticed no Cardinals mentioned in your profiles. Is there something you want to tell us?
Well, I'm going to say that I did wear this specifically because it's the Arizona Cardinals colors.
Yes.
But I will say that I've had a bit of a complicated relationship with both Arizona teams who I back heavily, the Suns and the Cardinals with their contract negotiating situations. So I've been drinking and thinking on it, guys. So I've come with all positivity today. Nice. I knew you guys were going to shit on me and shit on the Cardinals because it happens every year, every time I call it.
Let's talk about 2021. The Cardinals 11-6,
very
10-7 against the spread. Their win total was only 8. They easily got the over. Kramer, what did we have the Cardinals going last year?
All right, so Ryan did. He was right. We have not been super positive on his team, and last year no exception. 6-11 for me, 8-9 for Sean, and even our guest. Shout out to Katie Mock, 6-11 also on the Cardinals. We both liked them to miss the playoffs at -200. That was a swing and a miss. I did throw out JJ Watt under 8.5 sacks. So you're welcome. But
thankfully he got hurt for that to cash for you.
Yeah, well, that was part of the handicap. You're the real story was our ATS record.
Yeah.
6-11 for me and 5-12 for you. But that does
horrific.
Not tell the story because much like this Cardinals team that started hot and then kind of tailed down. We were good down the stretch picking them because we were fading them. But holy shit, I think there was a part in the season where we were both 1-8 against the spread picking Cardinals games, and a lot of it was just us being wrong about how bad they or how good they were going to be. And I feel like that's going to be the story once again with this team. Can Kingsbury do anything to get his teams to crescendo instead of falling into the pit of misery?
Well, yeah. So let's start with Kyler. What are your thoughts on offseason Kyler? There we haven't even gotten your take on the 4 hours of independent study. What's your take on offseason Kyler and the whole contract? Well,
they did take that out of the contract now because it was an issue. But I think it was a huge bump for Cardinals fans everywhere because we realized why Kyler falls off every year, and it's Call of Duty.
Yes.
It's when the new Call of Duty comes out, he tanks after that. This must be why they put it in his contract. So I feel like the fact that we brought it in, a mention to it, if anybody sees him online playing, they're going to immediately shut it down. So Cardinals fans are on it. I think he's actually going to have a good second half of the first time this year.
I will say this. I have no problem with playing video games. I think in some ways you could argue that playing video games are going to enhance your coordination abilities, which would be helpful as a quarterback. Maybe you're faster at dissecting a play. But here's the problem is that everything was fine until Kyler called his own press conference. Because you only do that if someone just hits you right in the heart. They nailed it. And that's why they didn't realize it was going to cause such a problem with not with the media, but with Kyler. Because they were right. And what does a millennial or a young person think when there's adversity or conflict or friction? Well, let me go in the other direction because that's scary. So they were like, "Whoa, shit, we don't want to, you know, everything's happy now. Let's stay." So I actually think that Kyler was offended because they let the whole public know that he likes to play video games a lot and it was impacting his play. Now, again, I've noted this. This is actually
impacting his play on the field or Call of Duty.
Potentially both. I think, you know, maybe he has to prioritize, but I will defend Kyler. I think the Reddit study on his stats being worse when the Call of Duty bonus points weekends are happening, while being true, I would say it's not enough to say for certain.
Right. That Kramer, this is like a real data nerd, goes, well, you know, the correlation isn't as high as you would expect. I think it's funny that they brought it up.
We're talking about a couple yards over a couple games. Like it's not something where like it wasn't a James Harden strip club situation.
Yes,
it was not a Taco Tuesday situation. I would say this is something you can maybe throw out. And I think, you know, trying to be an objective person and looking at this team, Kyler does still possess a tremendously high ceiling.
Yeah.
Before he got hurt, I mean, we've said this about some other quarterbacks, so it's only fair to say before he got hurt, he was in the MVP conversation.
Kyler midseason MVP Murray. He has
both seasons. He was in the MVP conversation the last two seasons before he gets banged up. Yeah.
And I guess that's why I've always been not as high on them, is that his just frame seems so small that it's tough to project him going through an entire NFL season not getting banged up unless he doesn't run as much. But I do think him running opens up a ton of stuff for the offense. So I think even as a Cardinals fan, maybe you want him to run a little bit less, but I feel like you're missing some stuff there as far as offense.
I think production. If he runs less, we've seen him run less. He runs less in the second half after he gets banged up and he doesn't, he's not as good. They lose way more games. I think it's more about him learning not to take that extra yard when he doesn't have to. If he watches a little more Russell Wilson tape, you know, Russell Wilson, he doesn't take a lot of hard hits. He knows when to get out when it's time. So I definitely think he can learn. He's still 24, still real immature, hence, you know, the contract.
Hence being addicted to video games.
I think that there could be a lot of, he's gotten better. His numbers have gotten better every year. I think most, if it hadn't been the first overall pick, if it hadn't been so much weird press about him, people just love to hate him already if you're not a Cardinals fan. So I think that there's nothing to say that he won't get better again this year.
In fairness, he does bring the hate upon himself. Again, like even the tone he set in his own press conference, it had me sitting there wondering, like, what is this guy's goal? Has he just achieved his goal? Or is his goal to win a championship? Because I feel like there's a greater than 0% chance Kyler may have just achieved his goal, which is fund his Call of Duty career for as long as he wants with his football money. I mean, I want to believe he's a competitive dude because he looks like a small dude. There's no way, as he pointed out, there's no way he got to the NFL not studying.
Yeah.
Which I
don't know. Michael Vick got to the NFL, and I don't know how much studying.
Michael Vick's a bad example. He's at least working hard after football. He's got a good career. Vince Young might be a better example. Jamarcus Russell might be a better example.
I think that Kyler has really come. The NFL has been a big coming back to earth for him because he was Mr. Football in Texas.
Yeah, he never had like a losing record.
That's as famous as you can get in Texas to take high school football. He never lost a game, goes to Oklahoma, almost went like just loses a couple of games there. He finally got to a league where he can't keep up. So I think it's just been a lot of humility for him. He's still young. Like I said, he's still 24 years old.
I do like
he's going to get better. Again
I do like season. The chip on his shoulder angle. Now, what about Cliff Kingsbury? Is he also addicted to Call of Duty? Why the fall off for Cliff Kingsbury in the second half? We understand the theories surrounding Kyler. He gets banged up, et cetera, but Cliff Kingsbury has just, and this has gone back to college, Texas Tech, where after what is it like week 8 of the season, there's a drop off. Any theories as a Cardinals fan insider as to what could be, or is it just a coincidence that obviously if Kyler gets banged up, it's going to hurt you in the second half, but any theories?
I'm not going to be a Kingsbury defender here. I'm not going to stand on that soapbox and tell you that he's going to figure it out. Clearly, he's the type of coach who he schemes all offseason, comes in hot, figures it all out, can't then change course when everybody figures him out, or when Kyler gets a little banged up, then he can't scheme around it. So will it change this year? I don't know from a coaching perspective. I don't have a lot of hope on that side.
My take on that is, and I think you can probably find examples throughout the Air Raid coaching tree. Air Raid is an easy offense to grasp and coach.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult offense to evolve. And I think you see, there's only a handful of Air Raid guys that are successful for, like Mike Leach is successful for a long time because he's constantly evolving. Whereas I think Kingsbury, like you're saying, I think he comes in with his menu and he struggles to do anything with it. I would also argue it probably created the easiest environment for Kyler to at least appear to be like a very good quarterback. And, you know, I do wonder if he does dial back the running. I almost kind of think him dialing back the running is a recipe for him getting hurt. Cause I think the running is like his instinctual evade and capture. He's a small guy. He, you're right. He needs to learn more to be like Russell Wilson and avoid getting hit more than he does to not run. Cause I think, you know, I worry like what if he stops running and those three extra times he would like leave the pocket too early turns into one massive blindside hit a game. I don't know if that puts him in a better position. I do think it's fair to say like he does have the upside of fantasy quarterback one. He does have the upside of I think leading another team to the playoffs potentially. But I think, you know, much like you could make the case for some teams that I think have make the playoffs, but not do much in the playoff ceilings. It's the same thing until this team can show us that they can consistently play some defense and Kyler can stay healthy because he looks great when he's healthy. I think it's hard to, you know, most of my simulations, Sean, they result in Kyler. I mean, what happened? They're already missing D-Hop for 6 games, which seems scary. And we don't know what the Hollywood Brown variable is going to be. But if we have Kyler at sub 100% for 3-4 games on average, like what is this team going to look like? And those games are probably going to be towards the end of the season when the games matter the most.
And then they have D-Hop coming back. He's been better.
That's true.
With D-Hop, he doesn't get him the first 6 games.
Oh, I like this. I like
and
this.
It all evens out.
But I also like the idea. So in a strange twist, right? Cliff Kingsbury, the Air Raid doesn't even, most Air Raid coaches in college won't even have a tight ends coach. In a twist of fate, he's now gone complete zag and he's introducing are we going to see a strange like power Air Raid double tight end where both guys can block and get out in the pass?
I'm not convinced that Jack Ertz can block, but certainly Trey McBride can, and they both can catch real well.
Yeah. So any camp buzz coming out of regarding Trey McBride? I thought he's kind of like a fun last best ball pick. because if Zach Ertz doesn't stay healthy, which I wouldn't be shocked that happens, and Ertz, especially, you know, he was like a PPR machine, I feel like, last year. Any buzz?
Yeah, he was great training once he went to the Cardinals, and
he was slowed down
in Philadelphia. He was he was over it, but no, he was great. They used him well. I didn't think I've never known Arizona to have much of the way of a tight end game, even before Cliff Kingsbury. So it's nice to see them trying to branch out and get Trey McBride. I think he's really fun. I think, of course, like the buzz out of camp right now, it's all positive right now for the most part. So, of course, I'm not saying I put a lot of stock in that. I did in the SGPN Dynasty League. I traded up, got him in the second round, got him on my Dynasty team. So feeling good about that, in case anybody's worried about did Ryan get McBride for his Dynasty team. Yes, I got
very, I'll have concerned to share those texts. Like, I want is Trey McBride. Okay.
All right. What about the defensive side of the field? Losing Chandler Jones. Yeah. That seems to be the big hit. Also, who else? Jordan Hicks, no longer with the team, Jordan Phillips, but it does seem like Chandler Jones, tough guy to replace. Are you worried about the defense? Where are you at with the defense overall going into this year?
You're right. Chandler Jones is not someone they can replace, and they haven't even really tried, it seems. It seems like they're really, you know, they've spent first round picks the last 2 years prior to this year on inside linebackers with Isaiah Simmons and Zayvon Collins. Simmons got a lot better from year one to year two. I expect him to take another jump. There's a lot of positive buzz coming out about Collins from camp. I think he's going to take a similar jump that Simmons took last year from rookie year to second year. Buda Baker keeps getting much better. Hopefully JJ Watt can stay healthy longer than 4 or 5 games. I'm a little concerned about Chandler Jones not being there, but he would get banged up and the defense would still look good. So I think that they'll be able to scheme around it some.
Yeah. And this is where, I mean, honestly, I was ashamed to say I was quite coming away at this point. Before I looked at the schedule or any sort of metrics on the schedule, I was actually kind of like, oh shit, they could start fast. Like this offense looked like you said, I'm not as worried about D Hop, but I think the offense will be fine in the beginning because it always is with Cliff. And I think, you know, if the defense can hold on and they can win enough games early, like they did last year, I mean, they were a field goal away from being 8-0, I think, or 9-0.
Yes, they were 7-0 and then lost to the Packers by 3.
They would have been 9-0.
Yeah, and then beat the 49ers the following week.
But then they lost the Panthers. So, you know, figure.
Lost to the Panthers.
But my point is, like, at home. I think
Cam Newton started that game, right? Cam Newton played in that game. That was a weird ass game.
Thank you for bringing that back, guys. Yeah.
But I think, again, it's hard. It would be silly for me to, when we go through the schedule, to give them a ton of losses early in the season. I think, oh, and then by the way, you fumble.
I almost dropped my drink.
We could have a situation where I think, and this is where you bring it up, by win total, they have the 25th hardest schedule.
Well, and then the other one, we haven't really hit on a lot of these teams, but turnover differential, they are up there with the Cowboys. That they're plus 12, which I think is like third in the league. So that maybe
they were the fumble luck kings too.
Yeah.
How many of that was Kyler fumbling him to himself though? Like could that have skewed that metric? I feel at least a couple of times Kyler like dropped the ball.
Well, they recovered 14 opposing fumbles and only gave away 4
all time. Like all time. I think they were number 1 on DB.
He does drop it and pick it back up quite often. He's that's got good hands though. It's
I want to know how many times. Right? Yeah. Like that's skewing the metric a little bit. They were unlucky with
He likes those ground balls. He coming from a baseball background.
Likes the low snap. Buda Baker should be solid. The defense. I don't know. I think it's tough to expect as much as JJ Watt's awesome. I think it's tough to expect a ton from him, but what if he does stay healthy? Right? Like,
it's all about TJ. JJ's moved on.
But to your point, Ryan,
if he can stay, he was awesome when he was healthy.
I thought he would just be used as like a situational pass rusher, but it seemed like he was actually out there like two or three downs and was like helping with the run game as well.
I was listening. Absolutely. I was listening to TJ Watt talk about him and his brother's workouts up there in Wisconsin.
Flipping giant tires.
I'm sure they're both going to be ready. I don't want to fade that DNA.
No.
Although I did last year and I won, so I'm not going back to that well twice. But again, like you look at the division too. It's like, why couldn't they? You know, I know I'm predisposed to hating Kingsbury and Kyler because Kyler's such a bitch. And why would I want to root for a guy who's a bitch and just got paid? Like, that's the part that's tough for me.
Well, and
when
I'm,
the tough gets going, what are you going to do, Kyler? Are you going to do?
Is that your professional analytical mind? I can't root for a bitch. Come on.
That's true. That's a pretty.
Come on, you're a gambler, not an emotional.
That's why I'm talking like this. I'm trying to be introspective because I saw how bad.
Are we watching The Bachelor? Are we rooting for like the bitchiest girl to win or what?
Dude, Ryan's being real catty on the preview.
You're making a lot of really good points here, and I'm trying to be introspective.
No, what about?
And I'm trying to see that we were really shit picking this team against the spread last year.
Admittedly, I just have a bias against Kyler. I'm trying to see through that.
No, you're not.
What their offensive line?
Tua or Kyler?
Definitely, Kyler. I think for
to
sure.
Win one football game.
Yeah, definitely Kyler. Kyler has shown some flash where you're like, all right, I understand the hype. I don't think it's sustainable for an entire season, but I at least like flashes. Tua is just a man who doesn't know how to throw a football. Now, McKee.
Yes.
Let's talk offensive line. PFF has them 25th overall, mostly because they're kind of old. What's your take on the offensive line holding up? How are they going to fare this season?
Yes, they are old. They might be one of the oldest offensive lines in the league overall. I mean, when you've got the young man is DJ Humphries, I think, on the line right now. They traded away for the center Hudson coming from Las Vegas. I mean, he's in his 30s. Justin Pugh has been around forever. So I don't know, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't claim to be like an expert in offensive line. I sometimes listen to Ross Tucker. He seems to know what he's talking about sometimes. I'm just going to say I'm going into this thinking, I know it's an old line. I'm just going to cross my fingers and hope for the best with that line.
I mean, my Giants, Sean's Eagles have had success with sturdy veterans. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean,
Justin Pugh was thrown out by Dave Gettleman. He must be a solid.
He's probably good if Dave Gettleman got rid of him.
Exactly. I guess Kyler, that's the thing. He's going to have to run. Hopefully they can scheme around it. I don't know. And then, they'll probably scheme around it well the first half of the season, and then they'll all fall apart. But then D-Hop will come back and save the day.
I think James Conner is pretty interesting fantasy wise, just because of no Chase Edmonds. Like, I think the volume just seems through the roof. Arizona was also really good at running back screens, with a league high 9 yards per pass and a 74.6 DVOA. So they were actually really, really good at the screen game. What are your thoughts on James Conner fantasy wise? Are you high on him, or do you think? I know the touchdowns he had, maybe a bit of an outlier, but I still think he'll be pretty productive just because it seems like who is going to steal carries from him in touches?
I mean, there's nobody. And they went out and got Darrell Williams from Kansas City. Like, he's a fine backup. I think Eno Benjamin might do some third down work. They drafted that rookie Ingram. So they have some depth behind them, but nobody that's really proven. So I definitely think that Connor is going to be the bell cow. He could get three down work. He proved that he could do that last year. He's going to get all the touches within the five. I think it's a big question if he just holds up health wise. He's had problems with that when he was in Pittsburgh. So if he stays healthy, though, he is going to be a top five running back, I believe.
Yeah, Sean's higher than I am. I agree with that. If he was
top five last year. Wow. Yeah, and he was competing for touches with Chase Edmonds last year.
I think it's hard to envision a world. I just think if he's getting bell cow work, he's probably going to get nicked up and not play the entire season. But I like the guy. I still can't believe Pittsburgh just threw him out with the trash.
No, yeah. I mean,
Arizona even got him on the cheap.
You look at his numbers when no Chase Edmonds, they were just in through the roof. But to your point, yeah, maybe the workload eventually catches up.
Like
to
if him, you're the Cardinals, don't you want to make sure, like I would want to have a second guy to make sure Connor is healthy for the playoff run. I mean, certainly, you know, Benjamin's been a guy that the fantasy community has been touting for a couple of years now. And someone's going to have to do something. If I had to guess, I think Darrell Williams, he's a trusted blocker. He's probably going to be in there, like taking on some of the, they run so much of that shotgun, but like, he's just going to be in there more, I think, than we maybe expect.
So
and that helps Connor play the lawyer. I don't think he'll be getting a lot of touches. I think he'll be in there doing a lot of the passing down work, but I could see doing like a lot of quick screens and stuff to Rondell Moore, you know, Hollywood Brown's super fast too. So they could do a lot more with their wide receivers to take some heat off of Connor as well.
And I guess I take that back because Connor graded out as one of the top pass blocking running backs last year too. So
they brought in Hollywood Brown essentially after they got rid of Christian Kirk. What's your take on Hollywood Brown? He played with Kyler Murray, right?
Yep.
They have some sort of connection.
He did. They played in college together. They seem to already have a great relationship. I mean, wouldn't you say if even taking it out of the trade beforehand, would you have said last season that Hollywood Brown would be an upgrade over Christian Kirk? I mean, they're a kind of similar player, but Hollywood Brown's much better.
I would take the appeal of seeing him without Lamar Jackson and make, maybe Lamar was part of, like, maybe he just doesn't work well. That would be my, cause I'm not a huge fan of Hollywood, but yeah, like
I think putting him above Christian,
he's better than Christian Kirk.
Yeah, for sure. So that feels like
an upgrade right there. He's super fast. He's good at getting open. If Tyler can scramble around and improvise, they were good at that in college. He can, you know, run down the field, and if he's not getting the ball immediately, runs around, gets open. I love that. It'll be much better once D-Hop comes back and takes more focus away. But I think that they can scheme for it. And think about the two speedsters, Brown and Moore, being on the same side. I mean,
no, and especially,
defense are going to have to scheme for that.
Yeah, playing in and again, opening up stuff over the middle for our boys, Zach Ertz, Trey McBride.
And I haven't been too deep, but that kid Wesley was running a lot of the outside stuff. This team's really
good at the end of the season. Yeah, sure.
Like he looked really good running that outside role, and we haven't really Rondell Moore. We haven't spoken a lot about a lot of us were excited about him last year, so no reason to not be excited this year.
I think he ends up getting more work this year for sure, especially with D-Hop out at the beginning of the season.
I mean, this really, like, as we've talked it out, and I really like the backup quarterback situation. Colt McCoy, noted winner, can go to Seattle and get a win. We know that. Also, Sean, you'll like this. Trace McSorley on the squad. So, you know, they're at least going after their guys. They're all like little pipsqueaks, you know, like they're all short.
Got a basketball team in Arizona.
Colt McCoy is the large man of the group. But yeah, I mean, I think it really, you know, circling back, it comes down to will this team be able to hold up on the offensive line? That's it. Because if they do, I think it's going to be a lot of track meets. Even if the defense does bounce back from their sixth DVOA last year, like there's going to be a lot of track meets, and they're probably capable of winning most of them. Although we should probably get to the schedule.
Yeah, let's get to the schedule before we do that. Shout out to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's where you go to compare odds from all the major sports books. Again, you can compare all the different signup codes, find the best signup codes, get the best promotions. The odds are updated live. So even if you're doing in-game wagering, highly recommend going to oddstrader.com/bluewire. You can sign up for free. It is the number one site for all your game day bets. And again, they have a bet tracker, allows you to keep records of all your all the games, everything you're betting on, projected game day weather, handicapping info, play-by-play updates, oddstrader.com/bluewire. oddstrader.com/bluewire has you covered. And we're also brought to you by Sleeper. That's right. You already know the Sleeper Fantasy platform. In fact, Ryan Rich Fat Baby McKee was just talking about our Dynasty League, the SGPN Dynasty League. We got that going on Sleeper. They have over 4 million users, so a ton of people are using Sleeper for fantasy. Now you can use it for their new over-under game. Again, I don't have to explain to you how player props work. You take the over, you take the under. And the cool thing is, with NFL right around the corner, they have the fantasy an over under integrated right there. So if you, you know, you're looking at your fantasy team, you like the matchup or you don't like the matchup, you can just easily click the over under and get some sweet parlayed player props. You can win 2x all the way up to 20x. All you got to do is open up your phone, go to sleeper.com/SGP, sleeper.com/SGP. They will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Sleeper.com/SGP. Get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right, let's do it, Kramer. Schedule time. What do we got?
All right. Again, the schedule is a little daunting here. Chiefs at home to open the season. They're 3-point home dogs, if you're wondering. At Las Vegas, Rams at home in Arizona, and then at Carolina. Oh boy.
This is a tough schedule because Chiefs, especially, you know, Andy Reid week one.
But that also, if they're going to
come out.
But the
Cardinals have been good week one too.
Yeah, can the
Chiefs defense keep up with this Cardinals team? I mean, we're already talking about week one DFS. Obviously some stacks going into that Cardinals Chiefs games. I'm sure a lot of people will be playing that at Las Vegas. You got Chandler Jones revenge game. You got Max Crosby. I think that Raiders team has a bit of a pass rush. That'll be interesting. Rams at home. I kind of actually like that spot for the Cardinals. Panthers on the road. It could be slightly scrappier than you might think.
This is a tough start.
This is tough because
they've got the Chiefs. I already got that locked in.
All right.
As a win, Kingsbury over Andy Reid. You know, once Kingsbury has a lot of planning, he's going to win that one. I think they're going to upset him for that one. The Raiders one is tough. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that Raiders one in Vegas is going to be a real tough one. But I like them at home versus the Rams. Maybe Rams coming off of a little Super Bowl hangover still. Already coming out talking about how Stafford is having pain in his arm.
I am looking, the more we talk about this Rams team and just it does seem like they just had that magical year last year. And I don't know about the rest of the.
Kind of like the Eagles after they won their Super Bowl, right? Didn't work out so well in the season.
Alshon Jeffrey doesn't drop that ball. Maybe we get to the NFC Championship game, but your critique is fair. I'm going back and forth. Cause I want to wait the Cardinals starting fast. Cause we've seen that.
Yeah.
Kyler does that. But also the schedule to me, it feels like 2-2, but then I feel like I should grade it 3-1 with knowing how fast the Cardinals start.
Do you think they win that first game?
No, I don't because I can't go against the Chiefs in week one.
They're catching like, 3 points so week one, 2.5 points week two, 2 points week three, and then they're short favorites of 1.5 week four.
I mean it's a tough start.
They're all coin flips.
It's a tough start. I don't know what.
I think they start 3-1. I think they got the Panthers too. The Panthers number, you know.
Kramer, what are you doing?
Grass of Carolina. Doesn't that scare us there? No, I think.
Are we scared of? Are we really scared of Baker? Sad no. Baker coming out of Cleveland.
I was just told by Rich Fat Baby over here that we're not watching a reality show, although it looks like one. And that I'm not rooting for the bitchiest bitch or the non bitchiest bitch. And Kingsbury and Kyler win games early in the season. 4-0.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Let's go. No, we can't. Yeah, 4-0. I'm actually zigging. I'm zagging all the way. Kyler's going to have a real chip on his shoulder.
Okay.
He doesn't like that.
Kyler embrace the hate or will?
Did you see
he crumble underneath the pressure?
I've seen this look only in Colby Dant's eyes. But Kyler had a look in his eyes when he called that
mad.
Press conference. Like, fuck you guys. This is what I do in my free time. Like, it's like fuck you. Fuck you.
It's like Colby when you tell him Soldier Field should be turned into a dome just to get a reaction out of him. Man. All right, I'll go 3-1. The Cardinals optimism. Hashtag see red. Although Eagles, that's not their hashtag anymore.
Eagles at home.
That's a loss. I'm going to be at that game.
Apologies to the great folks of the state of Arizona, but a bunch of trash from Philly is going to be rolling through your state that weekend.
Go Birds!
You're going to be at the Grand, like some nice family at the Grand Canyon trying to enjoy.
Birds! Go
just
birds!
Fucking filthy, filthy Eagles fans. Yeah, go Birds! Birds, good Jalen Hurts.
Rolling through there, punching horses.
Horse had a cup.
Then we have a road trip to Seattle.
Okay.
Thursday night football against at home against the Saints, and then at Vikings.
Man.
I mean, all right. I will give you the Eagles, Sean.
Thank you.
Wow. But I then think that they're gonna go week six, week seven. Those are wins. And then week eight, that'll be like the second week with D Hop back against the Vikings. That's going to be tough.
All right. So I think
in Minnesota is a tough place to play. I do think Saints on a short week at home, I would probably give it to the Cards. Seattle, it's tough to get excited about Seattle. Again, I think matchup wise, Jordan Davis against that Cards O line. That's a big boy.
It's
a big boy, Ryan.
You're assuming he's going to be healthy by this point.
And then Cardinals Vikings. To Ryan's point, the Vikings are kind of a tough.
That's going to be a shootout.
But that could be like a tough game winning in Minnesota.
I mean, Dalvin Cook will be out by then.
Yeah, that's also true.
Pencil that in right now.
I think the Vikings secondary. We hit on that during the Vikings team preview. I think they have a lot to prove. And I know the idea was like, hey, we need to modernize the offense. And I agree for Minnesota, but I think losing Zimmer is going to hurt their scheme defensively on the back end.
So another stretch where no spread greater than three, Philly -2. They're -2 against Philly, -2.5 in Seattle, -3 at home against New Orleans, and +1 against the Vikings. I'm going to disagree with you. I think they do beat the Eagles. Eagles have the Cowboys on deck in that spot. Massive look ahead.
We don't look ahead, Ryan.
I think they will be. And
they only look behind to that one Super Bowl win. That's all they do.
Oh yeah, Sean does like staring in that rear view. New Orleans. You're right. Let's go with. Do they go 3-1 here?
Yeah, I'll go 3-1.
3-1.
3-1 feels right.
All right, are we ready for it?
So I've got them at 6-2. Sean, you got them at 6-2, Kramer, you got them at 7-1.
7-1.
Right. I thought Kramer was going to be the biggest.
You're more optimistic than me.
You're beating Rich Fat Baby.
Wait for it. Here it comes. Next four. I am beating Rich Fat Baby. Next four. Seattle at home, at Rams, San Francisco. Overseas, lost the home game. Let's note that.
Wait, San Francisco, you sure that's overseas?
In Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, in Mexico.
Sorry, over the border, over the river,
over the Gulf.
Unfortunately
for the Cardinals, the Niners, a tremendous amount of fans down in Mexico.
Niners, dude.
Niners. I think that absolutely. This is a home spot for they lost a home game to a team that is now the home team for sure. And then you have the Chargers. This is a very tough spot. Random upset. They lose the Seahawks at home and this doesn't go so well for them. 0-4.
Wow. That was the zag we were waiting for. And it comes big. This is a really tough spot.
Two things I saw in the mirror when I looked. I saw one, we sucked picking them early in the season because we were picking against them. And two, they just win. This combination is going to come out firing. And there's not a lot of the only real elite defense that would worry me is the Rams. And I love that hangover theory. So, yeah, I think this is when things start to fall for them because there's some defenses in there that might give them some problems. Maybe the offensive line's broken down by now. Maybe Kyler's gotten banged up. Or maybe Kingsbury's offense just is back to where it normally ends up this time of the season. I mean, look at last year's schedule. The fall from grace was glorious. What are you going?
I'm
going 2-2.
Oh, okay. See, even McKee's scared.
I will say that they almost always split games with the Seahawks. I'll give you that. Yeah. They almost always split games with the Rams. Okay. But I definitely think they can beat the 49ers. And I think they can beat the Chargers at home. We know that the Chargers fans don't even travel.
Yeah.
I did see that one training camp picture. There were a lot of Chargers fans there, McKee. Maybe there's fans because they're good and it's Los Angeles, like classic.
I don't know if you caught the Chargers preview, but we did offer to host the Super Bowl parade if they win the Super Bowl. We'll just do it around our block. We can easily accommodate all 50 charges.
How much
charges
did
fans.
Justin Decker pay you to promise that?
I mean, Eagle Rock would be down.
Oh, Eagle Rock. Yeah, it's a couple blocks. They could handle the, you know, 50, 60 people that would show up for the parade. Geez, man. The fact that McKee is going 2-2 makes me think I got to split the difference between you two. I'll go 1-3.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Yes, this is the,
well, I think this is just a brutal stretch. And again, we've seen them. If I'm giving them the points early for starting hot, then I think I have to punish them for, you know, what they've shown as far as second halves.
Yeah, I am all over this. The San Francisco, I have a feeling when we do the team preview, I'm going to pick a lot of losses for them that I've been giving out as wins. Other, but we'll figure it out later. Week 13 bye. That might be a sneaky good thing. Maybe Kingsbury can like revisit adjusting or changing his theories on adjustment in general. But coming off the bye, again, they were just 0-4 in my book. This is big time. Prime time spot. Bill Belichick coming to town. Patriots. Then we got at Broncos.
Oh, that's a tough spot. Non-conference road game. Elevation.
It's late. It's week 15. So it'll be December. Then we have Bucks on Sunday Night Football.
Christmas Day.
And then we have at Falcons. Real strange tail end here to the season, in my opinion.
I mean, I think 2-2 is fair because I'm out on the Falcons, and I think they'll either win the Pats or Bucks game. I just think it's tough to
Kingsbury,
win.
You know, Kingsbury has that Patriots game circled against his former coach. He's got a bye beforehand. He's going to be scheming. He's going to want to beat him. I like that a win for them against the Patriots. I like a win for them against the Falcons, but I'm in agreement with you. Scared of the Broncos, scared of the Bucks. I'll go 2-2.
2-2 sounds right.
Just going to pencil in that win against the Falcons, huh? Not scared of the Falcons at all.
No. If the Falcons end up being good, I'll be very surprised.
Give me Falcons plus 3.5 home dogs right now. That's going to be a Colt McCoy game. All right. You guys both went 2-2.
Yep.
And I'm that's kind of where I was at. I don't think they're going to beat the Patriots or the Bucks at home. I think they're going to have to win a road game, and I don't think they would. Do I give them the East Coast? No. 0-4.
Wow. Right.
You don't think they can beat Kramer. The Patriots at home?
I don't know how.
After a bye.
Yeah, they can beat the Patriots.
I don't want to. Sean, when we're previewing week 14 and we bring up Bill Belichick first, unless Bill Belichick sucks this year, you're not going to be all over.
Well, and our Patriots preview, I'm really ashamed of ourselves. We went the entire episode without mentioning McCorkle. Is the fact that that's actually Mac Jones's real name. I don't know how we messed that up.
It's a baby fucking wheel.
You know,
man.
We're too deep. All right, I'll go 1-3. You guys shamed me too hard. I'll go 1-3 for that. And then the last game of the season, probably going to matter at San Francisco.
W, get it done.
Yeah, I think they win that one too.
I'll give it.
49ers will be real banged up by then. Debo will be out. Trey Lance still will be in over his head.
Debo will be starting quarterback.
I got him at I got him at 9-8.
9-8. I got him 10-7.
Oh shit! Do I have another under?
Well, it's.
So we got the over because they've got 8.5, right?
Well, right now it's the line over at Wynn is 9.
Whole number.
But it's over plus 150, under minus 170. So probably you can probably find some 8.5s out there. So I'm taking the over.
That's an over then.
For you.
Yeah.
I gave them.
We've all got the overs.
I had them go 1-7. They start 7-1, then they go 1-7, and then they win the last game to go 9-8.
You know, as much as I'm out on this team, getting to 10 wins, I think is realistic.
Well,
and you're getting over at plus 150.
For them to regress.
I mean, they had 11 wins last year. Why not? I think they got 10.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think it's unfair. To regress their win total back two games. Sure, the schedule got harder. And sure, Kingsbury might not be a great coach. But again, I think they can win enough. I do think the schedule is tough, but I think they can win enough of these. I think they catch teams that look tough on paper early in the season at a time where it might, like, I don't mind getting Kansas City and Las Vegas. Like, that's, it's a tough stretch of games, but in a strange way, that's when I'd want to play them.
That's when they're the best. That's when the Cardinals have been the best since Kyler's been there, as early in the season. You're right.
And this Chiefs team knows that they don't need to be at their best until the end of the season. So I absolutely, I think I'm talking myself into Cardinals week one. Shit.
Yeah.
What's the spread?
The Chiefs are still going to be figuring out the receiver corps, you know, week one. So.
Hey, but Sean, listen, I've been in this room and Sean has been in my ear about how important it is that DeAndre Hopkins won't be there. It's plus three week one. Home dog plus three.
Home dog.
Hello. Okay. Hmm. Hello. Andy Reid coming up.
I'm gonna have to do some. Right. He is great week one, but so is
Kingsbury. You
know, so is Kyler and Kingsbury.
That's their thing.
And just thinking about the speediness of the receivers.
Chiefs will be chalky. Everyone's going to be making fun of Kyler.
They beat the Chiefs beat the Browns last year, 33-29. I'm trying to remember what the spread was. They were at home, so they probably.
I
bet they didn't cover there.
Very recently loaded up a Wesley Hollywood Brown Kyler double stack.
Ooh.
Bringing it back with Travis Kelce. So,
Kyler, everyone mad about him. All the shit is being talked on Kyler in the offseason. Chip on his shoulder week one. Plus, the maps haven't been updated by then.
The maps haven't.
He's ready.
Well, and now people know. So he's a smart guy, and he clearly annoyed him that, like, it's like someone, it's kind of like, you know, someone got a picture of something he didn't want to see. And now he's a little embarrassed. And now he's going to be laser focused, at least for the first eight games of the season. But there are some fun ways.
Until Call of Duty comes out. The new Call of Duty comes out. He's going to be laser focused.
Yeah, we'll have to check out the schedule.
Why is there not, McKee, why don't you get a petition from Arizona Cardinals fans, like a change.org, to delay the release of the Call of Duty until after the NFL season?
You're talking about it like I don't already have a position online right now. Did you not get my message?
I like it. I like it.
All right. What else are we playing? Are there any other are we looking?
So division is plus 390.
Oh, guys.
Yes.
I got a doubt. Sorry, my boss is messaging.
Oh, no.
Sorry, can I get out?
We'll let you go.
I have to go back to work, unfortunately.
Futures you
like? I like that we're all on the over, and that I finally have you guys as believers. I think this is the first time I've done this podcast where you agreed with me that the Cardinals over is.
Final prediction, any futures you like? Super Bowl, NFC, NFC West?
I think...
he's not confident.
I'm going to go with Cardinals to make the playoffs, even money. I'm seeing it.
There you go.
That does seem like a good bet in the NFC this year.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Give him a five.
Why'd you give me the boom, 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 boom? Because it wasn't more exciting.
Yeah, because you weren't going to be like, we're going all the way. We're winning the Super Bowl. But yeah, I get it.
Rich Fat Baby.
Follow Rich Fat Baby on Twitter at the Ryan McKee. Thanks, McKee.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, Kramer, while we break down some more NFL futures, you should be worried about your internet future. That's where you got to lock up your internet traffic, make it super secure, encrypt 100% of your data. You can do it all over at ipvanish.com/SGP. First off, you get 70% off their yearly plan, ka-ching, and you can get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like it, and I really think you will enjoy it. It's great, easy to use, very easy to set up. You don't have to be some like rocket scientist to figure it out. And again, you want your browsing history, your passwords, all your private info. You want that locked up, safe and secure. And you can use it on streaming devices like Fire Stick. We use it here on God's Eye. Highly recommend it. IPVanish.com/SGP. IPVanish.com/SGP. And claim your 70% off savings. All right, Kramer, futures. What do we like?
All right, let's just start with
Trevor in the YouTube chat, who's a big Cardinals fan. He's saying plus 400 for the division. Even Easy is saying maybe they have a shot at the division, depending on Stafford's elbow.
Well, I mean, so what's the case? Like, what's the case for them to win the division? They have a good year. So, but all like what 11 wins is probably if they have the season last year. And Stafford's a little banged up and they have a bit of a hangover, which I think is feels hard to not expect a little step back with that team, especially like some of the things you've been pointing out with Stafford. And then you have what Seattle unlikely to be very good in our minds. And
Yeah, and well, obviously the 49ers too. I think Trey Lance would have to be decent for that to happen, and I'm not buying the Trey Lance Kool-Aid yet.
Regular season wins, most wins. 49ers are 16-1, Cardinals are 50-1.
Wow. Most regular season wins.
Most regular season wins.
This is a regular season team. If 50-1,
the schedule is very hard.
Yeah.
But could they end up with the one seed?
That's certainly possible.
I guess that's the converse. Like, because they're pretty far down. They're beneath the Vikings.
Well, and also too, we didn't hit on it when McKee was here. They had a very odd home and road split. They were 3-5 at home last year, 8-1 on the road. You would imagine that evens out a little bit, but yeah, I guess that could get pretty wonky.
I mean, road success is a pretty strong indicator of
usually means you're success. A good team.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, if anything, could is
decent
a team,
point differential is plus a
team,
83
is a team that can go 8-1 on the road, capable of being the one seed the following season if some things go right.
Yeah.
50-1. Are we writing it down?
All right. I'll write it down.
Yeah.
As an homage to Rich Fat Baby. But the other stuff I don't.
Don't you think? But I mean, a lot of the stuff we've talked about, like everything is like 15-20-1.
Yeah, no. They have a ceiling case. I'm not totally in on it. And that's why 10-7 over plus 150 feels like that sweet spot where it's them getting to double digit wins, them not being a dominant team, but you're still getting plus 150. That's why I like that the best.
It's a push though. I feel there's a lot of versions of the season where they're a 9-win team.
Yeah. No, and
I hate the whole number.
Well, and that's why, you know, keep an eye over on your Win Bet app, because I wouldn't be surprised if it drops down to 8.5, because it's over 9 plus 150 right now. So I think they're trying to figure out where to move it, and they'll move it down to 8.5. 8.5 I really love, but I'll take over 9 at plus 150. And the long shot case of Arizona at 50-1, I like that. I'm not NFC Super Bowl. Even them to win the division at plus 390, I don't know. That's just not. But I'm also not super high on the Rams. I don't know. We'll save for the division preview.
Based on how I think the season's going to go, I think I do like the idea of taking the Cardinals. I do think they're going to beat. We think they're going to beat the Rams early in the season. Like that market's going to flip around. You'll probably be able to jam some Rams in your pocket at nice plus odds if that does happen. But yeah, I mean, I think. I don't think that. Yeah, I think the Cardinals' odds are going to get worse through the beginning part of the season because they're going to be playing well. So if you are someone like McKee, you probably do want to grab the conference price right now and the Super Bowl price. Because again, if we're making a case that they could be the one seed, then we're also saying that what's their Super Bowl? It would be great to have. Wouldn't you love to have the one seed of the NFC at 35-1 with a bye?
Yeah, I mean, although the fact that most wins are closer or such a better price at 50-1,
we like 35-1. Because we like the idea of them losing once they get there.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Any exacta or like superfecta?
I don't know. I'll save it for. I'm still like trying to figure out the 49ers, the Rams, because I think that. I don't feel maybe when we do the division preview, I'll be ready to lock down Arizona at plus 390 to win the division. Cause I do think their path is somewhat realistic. If I'm going to be slightly down on the Rams, slightly down the Niners because of the quarterback situations, it would make sense to be high on the Cardinals. But the Hopkins thing worries me for winning the division.
I would say after diving
and Chandler Jones, but them getting the 10 games, I think is very doable.
After diving in, I'm less concerned about their ability to replace D Hop. I'm more concerned about the defense, but I think that, you know, I think there are certainly there's been a lot of things said about Kyler and his bitchiness and Kingsbury's inability to coach. And so, you know, maybe they have a chip and they win enough games early to where they can hold on. Cause I mean, think about it, right? Who were the top seeds in the NFC? Old ass Tom Brady, old ass Aaron Rodgers, old ass Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
It's a lot of old asses. They can get hurt. They're fragile.
Very fragile indeed. A fragile build. All right. That was fun. And hey, check out all other, what are we up to now, Ryan? How many have we done? Is this episode 20 of our 32 team previews, breaking down every NFL team, giving you win totals and future bets. Plenty more to come as we count down. The countdown to kickoff is on. I mean, we got preseason games.
Football's on basically here, right?
Make sure you get in the Survivor pool. Again, free to enter, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. Prizes announced soon, but you want to get in there, lock up your spot. And
22 in the books.
Oh, awesome. 22. That's so 10 only to go. 10 left. Wow. All right.
We got Raiders later today.
Yep.
Raiders. And then we have a little bit of a, we'll call it a, you know, we got draft day. We got some other stuff.
Yes, Ryan will be drafting for 24 hours straight, helping raise money for Daryl, drafting for Daryl. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft day. All the details. Leave a nice rating review, screenshot it, send it in, and you can be like Dan Schertz. Congratulations, Dan. You just won Merch Monday. We will be emailing you. Best in the biz is his review. These guys just get it. Not too much over analysis of the stats analytics. They make valid, well thought out points. They also keep it light. They're able to banter back and forth with some humor mixed in there. Very entertaining sports and gambling podcasts that I'll be listening to for a long time. Shout out to you. You got a $50 gift card coming your way.
Kyler's a bitch.
Yeah, you could be. Yeah, great analysis. You could be like Dan, leave a rating review, screenshot it, and submit it. In the SGPN app, just click contest there and you're good to go.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, second the Muddy Green. He's Ryan.
Sean, it's 2022, and I think I've just accepted Kyler Murray for who he is.
Kramer, let it ride.